Well, they tell me of a pie in the sky waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never even seem to hear you cry. So as sure as the sun that will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine.
The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
Well,
the harder they come, the harder they fall.
So it appears that.
Trying to keep me down.
We've got a new switch and a new microphone.
Trying to drive me
underground. Let's see how that sounds. Yes, a little bit better, right?
And they think that they have got the battle won. I say forgive them.
Okay, folks. Hey, listen. There we go. Done. Hey. Woo! You know, it's always something different here at Kill Radio. And I guess that just keeps things a little bit more exciting. Hey, how about that Sunset Junction action, huh? I mean, you know, assuming that you're not, like, you know, totally poor. And you can actually afford $15 or somehow you manage to get one of those secret little $5 trick passes. I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Anyway, thanks to everyone who came out to the Kill Radio booth at Sunset Junction. For those of you who don't know, this here's Boy Howdy. That's me, yes. And you're listening to my show. It's called The Hacienda. And it's, yeah. Yeah. And obviously, he comes out Tuesday night.
When you're dead, you can.
All right, so anyway, started tonight's show off with Radio 4 doing the Death of American Radio.
Then living as a puppet or a
yeah,
slave.
Which was also had a booth
so it sure
at Sunset Junction. Yeah, the Death of American Radio, not Radio 4. In the background, we're listening to Willie Nelson doing The Harder They Come.
The harder they fall.
And that's off of Countryman. Is a sort of Rasta take on country music slash reggae music. Hey, all right, well, I'm going to be playing some more music here, and coming up next, I'm going to be playing something by them old boys called the Sadies, playing something live, a live version of something I've played for you before. Hopefully this will work without a hitch, but yeah, I'll get it together one way or another, all right? So you all keep tuned in here, and I'll keep playing the tunes here on killradio.org.
Where a person's life is worth how many people and possessions they control. Salvation for the soul, forsaken, we're betrayed by those who led our nation in the war to end the war. When from above the storms put out the dawn's early light, now both the darkness and the rain fall in line. Angels killed the devils, hung them in the streets and reveled in the bloodlust and the fires of revenge. skies and pleaded for the sun to rise, and we watched the falling heavens turn to ice. We'll try and stay alive until we see the blessed day, when our sins are taken all away. On a dark and frozen land, by 1,000 cities stand, that circle round and round a dying sun.
get so high. Every other shift, cause I get so dry. I work the graveyard shift till the day I die. By and by and by and by and by. Graveyard shift is the one I like. Graveyard shift is the one I like. Graveyard shift is the one I like. Sleep all day, cause I'm up all goddamn night.
Okay, bear with me, folks. I swear I got something coming up. Let's see. I believe it's this right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try this.
We're gonna piss the whole audience after this song, so line up by height. We'll be right back.
veil and a black serge robe. She broke her sacred vows and it's led up to this hole.
The family blood is thick and it runs like gold. You'll never ever day come back and be the bone.
She answered the call of the diamond daddy's stands all the time. Loose necklace and silver G-string. But she's still proud of her golden wedding ring. It wards out delusions, it wards out lies. And it keeps her married to Jesus Christ. Song called Down to Bourbon Street. The junkies sang the songs and the wives get the beat.
you ever feel that way sometimes?
I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied.
Bastards will never be satisfied. All right, hey, folks, guess what? It's Boy Howdy, and I'm back yapping again on the microphone. I'm going to tell you what I played, and then I'm going to yap a little more.
When they let me,
all right, at the end of that set, we heard from Chris D. from his album Divine Horseman, featuring a number of folks from the L.A. cowpunk scene. And, yeah, you know, that person who sang with Leonard Cohen and just sort of incidentally was married to Chris D. But, hey.
I'm branded with a number.
Ahead of that, we heard from the Dream Syndicate before they went into the studio with Chris D. Literally the day before. That's from the day before Wine and Roses, the song That's What You Always Say. Before that, we heard from Scott H. Byron from his latest Graveyard, and that's Graveyard Shift, and that's the title track. And I got to tell you, man, next time he comes to town, you've got to stop whatever you're doing and go and plant yourself in front of him, because you will not, you won't believe it. It's just amazing. Yeah, it was definitely the tonic for my soul. Before that, we heard from the Yahoos doing Love Train. That's off of For a Decade of Sin, 11 Years of Bloodshot Records. And started things off with the Sadies, that set, with the Sadies, yes, doing 1,000 Cities Burning, Failing, sorry, Falling. 1,000 Cities Falling. And that's off of the Sadies Live in Concert, Volume 1. A high recommend. In the background, we're listening to Merle Haggard. That's off of Merle Haggard and the Snow. It's off of Branded Man, the title track. Oh, I don't have much time. Hey, I'm going to yap a little bit more at the next stop. I'm going to talk about this little apparel company who tries to position itself as so-called sweat-free, but yeah, Clamor Magazine has the goods, and they're busting them good. I'm going to talk about that. And but before that, now I'm going to play you some more music here on the HaciendaQRadio.org.
Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. She's lost control.
Talk about pop music, dance in the streets, and you hit a cheap jack. I wanna poke it back. Moonlight music, midnight paddy whack. Talk about pop music, talk about pop music, talk about pop music, talk about pop music.
I need a cheeseburger to go.
façon. Si t'as des hanches, si t'as des hanches, t'as ta robe, le monde n'a pas de sens. Sommier dans les bras de ton gars. Balancer, balancer, balancer dans les bras de ton gars. Si t'as des hanches, si t'as des hanches, taille ta robe, la molle à parasol. Sommier dans les bras de ton gars. On balançait, balançait dans les bras de ton gars. Taille ta robe, taille ta robe, taille ta robe, la mort à parasol, la sol. On balançait, sommier, sommier dans les bras de ton gars.
Well, that certainly was a fun set for me. I don't know about y'all. And in that set, let's see, who did we hear from? Well, we ended things off from 16 Horsepower from their latest Folklore. Yeah, let me say that again. We end things off with the latest from 16 Horsepower. The song is called Folklore. No, the album's called Folklore. The song is called La Roba Per Sol. Before that, we heard from Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands, and that's called Town Without the Blues. Ahead of that, we heard from Quasi from their latest. Boy, it kind of seems like it's a little bit of a trend there. Yeah, with Poverty Sucks. And, you know, I think that, you know, as an old professor once said, you know, you've never experienced poverty. You know, I can say that I probably am not experiencing poverty now, but I got a little bit of a taste, tiniest taste, and I can agree. It sucks. But, you know, not as much as, like, having to, I don't know, strap on a business harness and act like an asshole all day long. Before that, we heard from Gang of Four from Solid Gold. Yeah, this song Cheeseburger. Tricky brought us pop music. Talk about. We also heard from a local band. Yeah, they just a couple of weeks ago sent me in a CD, and the band's called Present Tense, and that track there was called House Wrecker. They've got a site on MySpace, and so I suggest you would check them out. We started that set off listening to Joy Division doing She's Lost Control. In the background, we are listening to Weisberg and Mandel, the guys, you know, maybe you've heard of a little movie called Deliverance, and they played some of the music in the background of that. Yeah, this is called Ruben's Train, and you're probably going to end up going into at least one other song while I get on a little bit of a high horse here and talk about a little bit of a situation here in Los Angeles that maybe you know about, maybe you don't know about. And it actually extends beyond Los Angeles. And yeah, the skinny of it is that there's this little magazine called Clamor that you know, after people writing in and saying, why do you keep selling, you know, all your T-shirts and screening them on American Apparel? Like, you know, I thought you guys were, like, kind of a little more critical of the culture. And, gosh, their ads look kind of gross. And we've heard some things that we're not sure about. So Clamor went out and did a little bit of an investigative reporting and found some things out and decided to write it up in an article and present that to the public. And, well, basically, American Apparel has threatened to sue them. Yes, that's right. They've threatened to sue them for inaccuracies. Yeah, apparently the one inaccuracy was that Clamor magazine named a particular employee that had filed a lawsuit against American Apparel for sexual harassment, and Clamor erroneously reported that that particular employee had withdrawn her suit, when in fact that employee hadn't, and it was another unnamed employee who had withdrawn the suit. So that was the error. They made a public announcement acknowledging and accepting their responsibility for that error, but apparently that's not enough for American Apparel. Anyway, next week on my program, I'm going to take a departure from playing the regular mix of fun tunes, and I'm going to actually talk to some folks at Clamor Magazine and get down to the bottom of this. But I just want to give you a heads up that there's something amiss here in Los Angeles. A supposedly progressive, so-called sweat-free company. Yeah, apparently there's a little bit more to the story than the billboards would have you think. And that's what we want you to do. I know that usually here on the Hacienda, the idea here is for you to take some time off from your hard work. We know that we assume that you are on the right side and that you put in your day's worth of work trying to make that the right things happen, and you deserve a break. We all do. But, yeah, Clamor needs the break right now, so I'm going to give it to him next week. So that's my heads up. That's my rant. That's my ramble. And I hope you can endure it. And if not, hey, you know, there's always that off switch. And I understand. Sometimes I get tired of the talking heads, too. And I just, you know, I don't know. I put on punk rock or something. Anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in for another edition of the Hacienda, and want to welcome you back next week here Tuesday night, and always here to we'll listen to killradio.org.